Hey, everybody, it's Joe, and I am here with my friend Russ. Hello, Russ. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Joe. It's lovely to be here.
I did something the other day that I had not done since I was 13 years old, Russ, which was, of course, I played Dungeons & Dragons.
You did, and you did so well, considering that it's been since you were 13.
It was since I was 13 years old, and you on your show, Dungeons & Dragons, you said, hey, come on the show, and I said, Russ, you don't understand, I haven't played since I was 13 years old, and you said, great.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's the exact person we want, is the one who said, hey,
yeah,
I love this as a kid, but because I'm an adult, I don't play games anymore.
That's right. I do much more mature things like make audio fiction podcasts. You know
what
I mean?
That's right.
That's right. So you asked me to come on your show, Dungeons & Dragons, came on the show, had a great time. We are going to drop the, I was on for 3 episodes.
Yes.
And we are going to be dropping the very first episode on our feed, on the Midnight Burger feed, right now for people.
We are.
We hope you enjoy. We certainly had a great time doing it. Tell us about, tell the lovely Dinerzins about, about Dungeons & Dragons.
Yes. So Dungeons & Dragons is a D&D actual play podcast. And I know that sometimes scares off a lot of people because they're like, oh, they roll dice. Oh, they look up rules. Oh, they take bathroom breaks. Hey, don't worry. We edit most of that stuff out.
Yeah.
So it is very much a closer to a scripted... That's not scripted. It's improvised. But it's more narrative all the way through, less stop downs, a lot of fun, a lot of goofs, a lot of laughs. It's comprised of myself and 4 of my best friends, Amy, Tom, Carla, and Kyle. And we have been playing this show since the dawn of time, 2017, which feels like forever ago. But season 3, which is part of what these episodes are part of, is an entirely new story. So when you go over to the feed and you're like, wow, there's 250 plus podcasts, just start at season 3. In fact, start at Joe's episodes, which are episode 15, 16, and 17 of season 3. So we're playing episode 15 for you. And then when you're hooked, you can go back and listen to the entire story,
yes,
which it is amazing.
It is. It's a lot of, it really captures like the TTRPG, you know, podcasts that I think really excel are the ones where it just does feel like, you know, some friends hanging out with each other.
Yes.
And it really was. I felt like I only knew you in that group. And, you know, by the end, I felt like these were my best friends in the entire world. I think part of that
so
is
good.
Just being Canadian, but also part of it is because it was really a nice place to be, you know? And I really did, you know, I didn't know anything. I asked you to sort of make the character for me. And it's just like, just give me the character and I'll do whatever you give me. And I really did appreciate the number of axes that I was given.
Yes.
I was given, I played a character named Rinkip Celador, who carries a sum total of 4 axes with him.
4 axes. Only has 2 hands, which is an important thing to clarify in Dungeons & Dragons, because you could have more. But more axes than you have hands to actually use them.
That is true. 4, you know, 2 hands, 4 axes, can't lose. That was my, you know, my theory for the game. But yeah, listen, I had a really wonderful time doing it. And I hope that everyone listening enjoys the episode. So this is the first of the 3 episodes that I was in. So you can check out all 3 of those are now out on the feed. And you can go and also just, you know, go crazy. Start from the very beginning. Go nuts. Go back to the dawn of time, 2017, and listen to all of them if you like.
Please do.
Please do. It's a really wonderful show and I had a fantastic time. So... thank you for inviting me on, Russ. I really appreciate
it. Thank you for coming. Yes, we'll have you back. As we need more axes, Joe will be making other appearances, I'm sure, in the future.
Have axe, will travel. Exactly. And so, again, that's Dungeons & Dragons, D-U-M-B, Dungeons & Dragons. That is available anywhere you get your podcasts, everybody. All right, without further ado, here it is, a fun episode of Dungeons & Dragons.
Paladin, you have your head stuck firmly into a hole.
Yep, that sounds like me.
Deep within the tunnel system that you have found under Wintersmith.
Been there.
What? The tunnel system's under Wintersmith? I've been playing this wrong the whole time, you guys. It's been air tunnels in Amy's mind the entire time.
You have just stumbled across, well, what was at first a sound, some hammering, some grumbling down at the end of this tunnel, which was very unusual because you haven't run into anything or anyone down in these tunnels. You peeled back the rubble and the debris that was around this hole, and you stick your head through, and you now see a city underneath the ground, dimly lit with goblins.
It's dimly lit with goblins? These are glowy goblins?
They're incandescent goblins.
Incandescent goblins.
They're all stuck up on the wall with Velcro.
They have a certain bioluminescence to
them. I was just going to say.
Yes. They're, in fact, their clothing is bioluminescent moss, which is why it's dimly lit by goblins.
I've been to that rave.
Behind you is your dear friend Tally, who's trying to pull you back and saying, what do you see? What do you see?
Goblins.
Goblins? Goblins? We gotta get out of here.
We gotta get out of here. Quiet.
Okay.
I just want to stay a little bit longer and see what they're doing.
Okay.
Quieter. Your breathing is so heavy. Hold your breath, Tally.
I'm sorry. Sorry. I'll be quieter.
You sit around for a moment watching, and what first is quite a busy city. You see a lot of goblins moving to and from different structures down below. Becomes eerily quiet after a quick moment.
I can hear your breathing even better.
I thought I was holding my breath.
Do I see anything? And like, did everyone just stop what they're doing and, like, turn to look at something that isn't me?
Any goblin who you did see almost disappeared from view.
Ooh. Tally, they're gone.
Where did they go?
I don't know.
Make a perception roll.
Eeny, meeny, miny.
We're rolling dice, guys. Buckle up. It's going to be that kind of episode.
Shit, yeah. I didn't even roll it into the giant space I have to roll it. Ooh. Hold it. Oh, plus zero. Come on now. 12.
You listen very intently, and then you hear the sound of a pebble or a stone rolling down the wall behind you.
I want to do one of those slow turns, you know, like the, oh, no. That's what I want to do.
Yeah. You turn around, and up on the walls, above where the tunnel is, you see goblins coming out of different crevices, surrounding you. And pushing you back towards the hole that you were looking in.
I think we should have run!
Dungeons & Dragons is a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore, he, him. Also with me today is Amy Moore as Aladdin, she, her.
Are you gonna eat us? Nom, 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 nom.
Carla Maxted as Bonwin Everbane, she, her.
They're scrappy little street kids. They don't really want to, like, hang out waiting for adults.
Tom Laird as Kevlarin Goldweave, he, him.
That's not checking out either, so I've got more work to do still.
Kyle Classett as Bizard the Wizard, he, him.
Don't spend the night or go on an overnight adventure with him, because that's even worse.
With special guest Joe Fisher from Midnight Burger as Rinkip Celador, he, him.
He's invested too much of his energy in his facial hair just generally as a human being.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Patreon-supported podcast, and we'd love for you to join us over there. Patreon.com/DumbDragonCast. Exclusive content, amazing community, and merch. Come on over. And now, fuck it, let's play. Back up in Vintersmith, we are in the hot block, and Bonwin, it's been a couple days since you've returned from the last adventure that you've been on. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of reflecting. You and Cav and Bizard were driven out by a creature down deep within the Mii Mountains who chased you out in an epic elevator race. Mm-hmm. You've returned home, and Aladdin wasn't there, which was the reason that you originally went on this journey. And you haven't seen or heard from them since. Ignatius has hired basically every guard, everybody who has any authority in the town to try and find Karis, which was the pseudonym that Aladdin was going by.
Not by choice.
There are.
Because Ignatius decided that's what her name was.
That had been assigned to.
Yeah. Also, the entire city looking for her. That's like Aladdin's worst nightmare.
Right?
Yeah.
They're ruining everything. Damn grownups.
There are signs up on mailboxes, signs up on walls with
milk cartons.
With a poorly drawn image of Aladdin. In fact, so poorly drawn that Aladdin has a mustache and large muscles.
Wow.
Ignatius has no idea what this kid looks like.
It's me flexing my big Aladdin muscles.
What does Bonwin do? Or what does Bonwin want to do in this situation? Because it seems like there's a bit of an affinity that you struck with Aladdin when they broke into your establishment.
Yes.
Wandered into to take a look at, like, you're making it sound
worse
than it was.
Just innocently crawled in through a tunnel. I mean, whatever. However you want to phrase it. I mean, I am concerned, but A, happy that she didn't go on that adventure because there was no food and it was all terrible. And no riches, nothing. There was no benefit. So I'm glad she didn't do that. I think that I am concerned about her, but not overly, because I know just from when we met, she's very resourceful. This is just like her life, so I don't need to put my savior helmet on or anything. I am very hopeful she will come back. I'm keeping my eyes out for her. I'm actively looking for her when I leave Everbane's, but otherwise, like, I am hopeful she will come back to me.
You find yourself later that evening down at the Brood Awakening, which is the local gastropub. Kevlarin is there and has been there talking to Bench, and Bizard enters shortly after you do. And the three of you catch each other's eye, and Bench calls you over and says, hey, Bonwin, what can I get you?
You know, just like a lager.
Great.
Yeah, just something kind of refreshing, you know?
I can put some citrus in it.
Oh, that sounds great.
Great.
Yeah,
great.
Wow, you have citrus?
No, but I will find some. Give me a moment, okay. I'll be right back.
No, I'll just take the lager, that's perfect, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
He grabs a glass and then he walks out the back. Hmm. He'll be back in a moment.
Still going for that citrus.
What's my layout? Like, are Cav and Bizarre together? Or have we all just serendipitously entered at the same time?
It's happened so often in D&D.
Bizarre would probably be wanting to talk to Cav about some, you know, being what's the title? An inquisitor? Or
auditor.
Auditor. Thank you.
It's so much friendlier than it
is. Yeah,
the inquisitor really sounds like I'm up to no good.
So I think Bizard would want to talk to an auditor and get, like, you know, like, the inside scoop on things, because he did have to help his dad a little bit in Kingston with some of the tax stuff and making sure the business was okay, but he didn't really understand any of it. He was just like, I just need to send money. So I feel like we'd probably be chilling, having a drink, and just, like, chit-chatting about the businesses around town and what you're up to.
Yeah.
Nice. Then if they're sitting together, I'm going to go over when I get my drink back. Hopefully that's just a beer. Hey, guys, mind if I join you?
Oh, absolutely. Grab a seat.
Yeah, please.
Nice. How you guys doing?
You know, after our misadventure and everything, you know, got back to the shop and stayed open a couple of extra hours just in case to make up for it, so.
Yeah.
Good call. Yeah.
Yeah, I pulled a couple of longer nights myself, and my goodness, did I eat. I mean, I can eat. Oh, I was so hungry.
I mean, as a government employee, I just went home. I don't pay me to work out off the clock. So.
That's, I can respect that, you know.
Yeah. Road's not taken. Am I right, Bizard? Maybe.
Right? Exactly. I
just wasn't in the cards for me. I was born into this, but.
There was an opportunity to stay in Kingston, but I was like, no, I'm ready to leave this place. I've seen the good, I've seen the bad, and I'm ready to see something else.
Well, and you had mentioned, what was the school you went to again? It was for, like, knife fighting, or it was something.
Barnhart Swan School of Magic, Fighting, and Dance.
Right, so you were educated.
So it's three items, magic, fighting, and dance. I thought it was magic, fighting, and dance.
Yes, Some people put a comma there, some people don't. It really depends on how you approach your curriculum.
So not magic, fighting dance.
Well, you could do it that way too.
Like the kids in the magic program were fighting the dance kids is sort of what I thought.
But... Well, see, there's magic fighting, and then there's magic fighting and dance, and then there's fighting dance. And
is this a Montessori school?
Right?
It's very make your own thing, it seems. It's very just like
absolutely
whatever the kids want.
It's a la carte learning.
They got their own journey. What's in your heart.
Yeah.
Very free form.
Magic dance fighting, sure.
Exactly. I mean, you know, and as a blade singer, as it's called, you kind of fall in, you get all three.
There's a loud crash as the door to the Brood Awakening is seemingly kicked open, and Ignatius comes in, and he looks distraught. Ignatius is one of the nobles who runs the town brothel. He comes into the center of the Brood Awakening, and everybody has stopped. The band that was playing is now silent, and he stands up on top of the bar.
My friends, Karis has not turned up. I fear the worst. Perhaps they are dead. That's the only explanation. There's no record of a Karis in this town. There's no way that our illustrious guard could not have found her. We'll have a memorial tomorrow.
Wow.
It's really fast. He gave up.
I mean, skipping straight to the memorial.
Ignatius, she may have just moved or...
Moved from Wintersmith? The jewel of Lake? On the River? Next to the Verboten Forest?
Does seem unlikely, doesn't it?
Really hitting the highlights here.
In the shadow of the Mee Mountain?
In the shadow of the Mee Mountains.
Where we just came back and didn't get any treasure, Ignatius?
That is the least of our worries. One of our adventurers died before it even began.
I think it might just be easier to go along with the memorial. Then maybe he'll get some closure and we can move on. What do you guys?
Closure is important. I mean,
oh my God, I hope I get to go to my own funeral.
I hope you do.
Yeah. I'm not gonna. It's
Let's
okay.
make it happen.
The memorial will be held tomorrow. I have invited everybody in town. They tell great stories. Everybody I met tells wonderful stories of Karis, how they knew her so very well. Even our former sheriff, Rinkip Selador, who he points over to the corner where there's a... Joe, if you could describe Rinkip for us as we see him now.
Rinkip He has a handlebar mustache that looks like it's seen better days, which is a metaphor for how the rest of him looks. He's one of those people who seems to dress the way that he looked 20 years ago and just never got the memo. And one of those people, you know, he seems to be looking around for something, but he doesn't know what it is. And maybe it's his former self. Or something like that.
Oh, God.
Oof. Or maybe his keys.
He's invested too much of his energy in his facial hair just generally as a human being. Too much time and energy was put into it. He regrets now that time that he put into the... if only I had focused on other things other than this mustache, then perhaps things would have worked out differently. Now I'm just the sad guy at the bar, you know?
You could have been the mayor. Oh.
Thank you. Yes. It's true.
I've never felt worse for a character I haven't met yet.
Anyway, you know that guy. We all know that guy in that bar, right?
We know that guy. Uh-huh.
Yep.
This guy, this Rinkip Selador, who was a former sheriff, so high up in the city...
So high.
Rinkip, if you could say a few words about Karis.
Is this like a pre-memorial memorial, this is Ignatius, just, or what are we?
This is, I'm just.
This is the amuse-bouche for the memorial.
I felt the moment.
Yes.
I apologize.
So we're doing
Please
it right
continue.
Now. This is a flash memorial, is what you're saying. This is
oh flash.
Boy. A pop-up
everybody
memorial.
Invited, everybody yes. here is the memorial now.
Everyone starts bringing to the memorial, parchment everybody. Out of their pockets because they've all written a little something.
Ignatius, right. you just said, we are the memorial.
We are, we embody the memory yeah. of Karis now.
Yes. I agree with you. Who is Karis again? Who, just real quick, wait. No. Let me tell you more about. You know what I recall about Karis? First of all.
You scared me for a moment, yes.
You know, I think we can all recall that time that Karis got lost in the cave. Not good with caves. We all remember this. Which is odd. Because where are you going to go? I mean, you're in a cave. You go forwards, you go backwards. It kind of seems
to be only one direction.
I mean, I'm not talking about a maze. You know what I mean? You go forward, back. Not sure how the getting lost thing happens, but it happens. It happened yes. to Karis.
It's happened to us all.
To the best of us.
Some people, and to the best of us, the worst of us, it happens. It's a universal feeling. Getting lost in caves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cave of the mind, cave of the soul.
Thank you. Thank you. The cave of the mind. We've all gotten lost in there. It's just, it makes me think of better times in the city when, it was okay to get lost in caves and everybody felt fine about it. These days, not so much. I mean, don't get me started on how things used to be, right? Everybody knows that.
Yes.
But Karis, they're getting lost in that cave up in the sky now. And here's to them, I say.
Cheers.
Here, here.
Cheers to Karis.
Here, here.
Cheers.
Oh, that was so beautiful.
I agree that it was beautiful. Thank you. Yeah.
Anybody else have any words?
What can you say after that?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, this.
Yeah, I really did. I really did nail it. That is true.
You
it's
really,
hard to. Yeah, it's
you
hard
really
to.
brought it all. Well, I'm going to have my drink, and I will, I guess, see you all tomorrow.
Just real quick, though, this was the memorial. There's not another thing that's happening. This was it. We're just doing this. That's the memorial.
Well, I mean, it felt good. Didn't it feel good, everybody?
It was natural. It was natural. It's what it was, and I don't want to ruin the moment.
Wasn't forced.
Yeah, wasn't forced was the key.
Not at all. Element. Not at all. Yeah. Wasn't forced.
No rehearsal, no pre-written notes, just what you feel in the moment. Mm. Everybody else can reflect on that. And he sits down at the bar and slowly sips, looking off into the middle distance.
Now, he didn't actually order a drink, so whose drink is he drinking?
I think that's mine. I think it's mine. That's all right, though. I'm going to have another one. It was toward the end of it, you know what I mean? And when you're ready
Mostly
for
bad
the
watch,
when you're ready for another one anyway, you know, so it's fine.
Yeah.
It's quite viscous, this brew.
That's on purpose. That's on purpose. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, you are the professional.
That's how they make it.
Yeah, yeah. That's how we make it here at the Brood Awakening.
Sure.
It's extra saliva. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Bench brings you another drink there, Ringkip.
Great.
That one's on the house. That was beautiful.
Thank you. I mean, you know, if you want me to talk for a drink, I can do that anytime. Are we still thinking and pondering and remembering, or what? Like, I'm confused about the schedule of the Flash Memorial right now, but that's okay.
I think it's over.
Is it?
I think it wound down. I think that was.
It's now over.
I believe it's over.
Just a literal flash, just
like in a flash.
So
it's over.
Quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's kind of.
I mean,
how
it felt real
Ignatius
though.
Ignatius operates sometimes.
It was quick, but it was real, and So here we all are.
Yeah, we're all the better for it. Do you wanna come join us, Ringkip, or just I don't know?
Oh, certainly. That sounds lovely. Hello, all.
Hello.
Well, you know Bizarre, but have you met Kevlarin? I don't think you have.
I don't think I have. You're the one who went to that strange school.
No.
No,
that was Bizarre.
Oh, sorry,
the
that
wizard.
Was Bizarre. Sorry.
Yeah.
I get people mixed up sometimes. I know so many people. It's hard to keep them straight in my head.
You know everyone in the city, right? Yeah. Except, so this new guy. He works at Well, I'll let you say what you do,
well,
Kef.
A lot of people don't realize how hard it is to know literally everyone in the city. It's hard to keep that all up in the open.
Of course
in the
it
dome.
Is.
Yeah, fair. I can remember like 5 names at all times, and then I blank on everyone. Yeah. So I get you. I actually come down from Kingstown. Mm-hmm. I'm a bit of a auditor, if you
that
will.
That sounds exciting.
Supposed to. Well, it isn't.
Really?
But, you know, they've noticed up in Kingstown that there's a little more spending going on down here than they can really account for. Uh-huh. So they sent me down to have a look.
Okay. Where do you think the spending's coming from exactly? Where's the...
City Hall. Spending? Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, City Hall.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The mayor. Expressly the mayor.
Uh-huh. Expressly the mayor.
Hmm.
Yeah. So you're done. I guess you know. Where the spending's coming? Well, I mean, so you're headed back.
I
now?
Haven't been able to prove it yet.
Oh, proof! That's interesting.
Yeah, they require me to do that as well.
Yeah, I didn't.
So
I never did any of that when I was sheriff.
Working on that part.
Okay, proof. Okay.
Well, maybe that's. I mean, I hate to overstep, but maybe that's why you're not sheriff anymore.
Well, we can go into. I mean, that's a long conversation to have if you really want to get into it. But proof is an interesting because what is proof really? I mean, you say something, I say something. Who do you believe? I say. You go with the guy who has the mustache, and that's all. That's what I did when I was sheriff, and it worked out fine for a very long time. You know,
yeah, that's just a good strategy.
It's
ironclad record. Let me ask you this: where do you get proof of the spending?
Well, it's really tedious. I have to go through a bunch of forms and a bunch of receipts, and make sure that they match. Mm. And I haven't found anything yet that. Indicates they're not gonna, but I will. I'm gonna stick with it. I'm gonna find that evidence. I'll prove it. Everyone will know.
I mean, the gold fountains, the gold, like the gold everything.
The gold
over
everything.
And the noble side of the river. I mean, that money's coming from somewhere, right? And it's not filtering over to our side of the city, so.
I mean, the very high taxes could be an explanation, but that's not checking out either. So I've got more work to do. Still.
Interesting.
It sounds thrilling, is what it sounds like. You know what? You know.
Thank
here's
you.
The thing: is that sometimes I mean I'm not saying I did this back in the day when I was the sheriff, but sometimes there would be like a set of records, and then there'd like be the other set of records. You know what I'm saying?
See, I'm currently looking for the other set of records. Yeah.
I mean, you didn't hear that from me. What do I know, right? But I'm just saying, I'm just theoretically, if I were to do that, that may be something that has happened once or twice from someone who was definitely not me, right? That's definitely not something I did. I've just heard that maybe it's like that. So
excellent.
take however you like to take it, you know?
I mean, I will take it.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Rinkip, you talk in circles, don't you?
It stays neat and tidy that way, doesn't it? Because, I mean, otherwise I'm just going off in one direction and nobody wants that.
No, that's true.
Never got lost in a cave, though. I think that much.
Okay. I should have had you along on that adventure. Perhaps. Perhaps Karis would have been there, too.
Ignatius
goes back to the middle distance.
Is he staring off in the middle distance again?
Yeah.
Does this happen a lot? This happens a lot.
Yeah. Just don't spend the night or go on an overnight adventure with him, because that's...
Yeah, definitely do
that's
not.
That's even
worse.
No overnights?
No overnights.
No overnights. Okay.
Unless you have earplugs.
If only because of the night terrors.
Mm-hmm. Well, night terrors.
They're really something.
Mm. Wow.
Oh, and it's nonstop.
Yeah. Nonstop night terrors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's... I feel like there's some sort of salve for that or something. Is there no cure for night terrors? What do you got to do? You got to tie them up at night or something? Is that what happens?
Well, it didn't help. There was still a lot of screaming and
the
scratching.
Screaming.
Yeah, yeah, the screaming is what gets you.
Mm. Yeah, we had to hold them down, like hands and feet.
Right.
What
about one of those cone of silence spells? You know what I mean?
Mm.
Boom. Oh.
If only.
Sleep like a baby.
That would be a good call. Kind of taxing, but it would do it. I don't know if it's worth it to cast it every night, though.
Yeah, but I digress. Sorry, speaking of taxing, you're looking for the taxes. Hey, see how I brought it around? I talk in circles, and I bring it back around.
Perfectly done.
Yeah, love it. Great.
Wow.
You hear some calls from the street.
street calls.
Very faint, high, like a high-pitched voice.
Onward! Onward! Onward!
You guys hear that?
I hear something, yeah. Yeah. Very high-pitched.
Are you Bonwin? How about you? Are you Bonwin?
Do you have tiny people searching for you or something like that? Or
is there a Bonwin?
Not that I'm... Not that I'll
very young
I'll be
people?
Right back.
All right.
You head out, and there are two children, one boy, one girl, calling to just going up to everybody they see. Are you Bonwin? Maybe you? Could you be Bonwin?
I am Bonwin.
Oh,
I could be, and I am.
Oh, hi. We have an emergency. Days ago, Aladdin went into the tunnels, and they said if they don't come back, that maybe Bonwin could help. They left this note and said, "Find Bonwin if I don't come back." And then they didn't come back. And problem, we didn't know who you were. So now we know who you are. And now we're telling you what Aladdin and Tally told us to tell you is that they are missing.
Okay, and you said that was several days ago?
Yeah. They were supposed to go on an adventure, but they wanted to go check something out down in the tunnels. Because they've been really invested in just hanging out in the tunnels and not interacting with anybody else ever.
Okay, what are your names?
I'm Wallace, and this is Deetra.
Hi, Wallace. Hi, Deetra. Bonwin. Could you, thank you for finding me. Could you just stay right here just for a minute? I'm going to see if maybe, I'm going to come and help find Aladdin. And Tally is with her, I assume.
Tally went with her, yeah.
Okay. I'll be right back. Please. Just stay right here.
Okay.
Okay.
Right here?
Right. Yeah. Great.
Okay. You see them kind of slow sidestepping as you start to walk away.
Okay, if you could just put your hand right here on the side of this building and just keep that those hands right there.
Roger that.
That'd be perfect.
Got it.
I'm going to go back in to Brood Awakening. Hey, guys. No pressure. But, Aladdin, you know, Karis, is missing. She's in some tunnels that are under the city. And I'm going to go try and find her because I'm pretty worried because she's been missing since the day we were all supposed to go on our adventure. So if anybody wanted to come and maybe help because I have no idea what's in those tunnels, that would be amazing. But again, no pressure. I'm also happy. Just go on my own.
Totally in.
Business is closed, so sure.
Amazing. Yeah,
that sounds like a good time. How many axes do you guys have? Do you guys have enough axes?
I don't have any. So.
I do not have an axe on me. Do you
have?
Okay,
well, that's a little weird. I mean, I have four, so I think we're covered.
Perfect.
Okay, great.
Wow,
great.
Thank you.
That's great.
Sounds like it.
You were ready for this adventure.
Prepared
thank
with
you.
Axes. Yeah, so we're covered.
Okay.
Check that off the list. What else do we need? We're just going? We're going right now.
I think we can probably
Let's just go.
Right?
That sounds great.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Great.
First question, where and how do we get there?
Oh, great question. So there should be some children outside that will hopefully show us the way Aladdin goes in, but I'm not entirely counting on that. They're, you know, these kids, they're scrappy little street kids. They don't really want to like hang out waiting for adults.
Fair.
That's plan A. Plan B is that there is an entrance to those tunnels at Everbane's, which is how I met Aladdin, because she, you know, was exploring one night. Mm. So we have a couple options. I'm just going to cross my fingers that the children are still there. The children still there, Liz?
You want to roll a d20? High, they're still there. Low, they're not.
It's a 13.
Oh, they're still there. They have moved down several houses, though. Hands still on the wall, or several buildings. So we kept our hands on.
You did. Yep. Technically, it is just a row of. So you are still technically. Anyway, my friends and I are.
Ooh,
we're
wow.
Here. We come. We're gonna come help.
Great.
But we do need you to show us how they get into the tunnel.
Right. Okay, so Aladdin told us to come get you if they get lost. But Aladdin has also told us to never show anybody where we live.
Okay. So the entrance is where you live.
Oh, shoot. No?
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. No. Yes.
How?
Dietrich, what do we do?
Just tell her where we live.
Just tell her where we live?
Just tell her it's for Aladdin.
Okay.
It's okay. I used to be the sheriff.
Oh, you used to be the sheriff.
Look at his mustache.
Mm-hmm. Which means I'm trustworthy.
Mustache. He is trustworthy. He used to...
Yeah, I mean, do you see? This is...
The mustache alone.
The mustache. That's right. I trust everybody implicitly with the mustache.
As well you should.
Yes.
Not enough of that going around. So good job, kids.
It's what kids need to know is that mustaches equal trust and
absolutely
protection.
And always have. Mm-hmm. So please lead these complete strangers to your home.
There's no schools here, so this is the education we get.
That's the education they're
getting.
That's
right.
Okay.
So school of hard knocks.
So can we take our hands off the wall?
You can take your hands off the wall, and we are just going to follow you.
Okay, keep up! And they run off.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Everybody else chasing behind at your own pace. Mm. Cut to back down at the tunnels.
Oh my God, I am in this episode.
You are in this episode.
All right.
Huzzah.
Okay.
Aladdin, you have been placed inside of a very crudely built cage. You were surrounded by these goblins, and because there were so many of them, you didn't really put up a fight. They led you at spear point back down into the city and put you in this cave, which is right beside some smoldering embers in a fire. There's you and there's Tally and there's two goblin guards.
They put me in a cage.
Cage.
Okay.
Is the word that I think I said.
Yeah.
Cave was the second one. And I was like, hold on. Is it a cage in a cave?
Cage. 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 Look at all those
cuts. The cave of the mind thing has really...
Joe says cave once.
We've
and we're all like,
it.
It's a cave. Yeah. There are caves in the tunnels.
It's tunnel system, which means there are multiple caves. A tunnel is just many caves.
And you can write that down, kids. That's science.
Aladdin, what do we do?
Shh, I'm thinking.
Okay. Are they going to eat us?
What? No.
Why?
Well... No. Well,
should we ask them?
Well, I mean, like, yeah, sure. Yeah. Hey. Excuse me.
One of the goblins turns around, comes over to you.
Our big gestures. Are you going to eat us? Nom, 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 nom. And I'm pointing me into us.
They look at each other.
Us? Are you gonna us?
They turn around and go over to a table, and they pick something up off the table, and they look at each other.
It's Google Translate, isn't it?
Yeah. And they throw it into your cage, and rolling towards you is this moldy piece of bread.
That one's all yours, Tally.
Oh, great.
I don't know if they're going to feed us.
Well, I don't know if they, maybe they didn't understand.
I think they think that we're hungry.
Oh, they think that
What if we pretend that we're going to eat them?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll follow your lead.
Because I was kind of scared.
Yeah.
Right?
We are in the cage.
I wasn't, that's what they think.
Okay. Maybe we can convince them that they are in the cage?
Aren't no, we this all is in falling apart already.
A lot of cage and cave work today. A lot of inner cage, inner cave.
Mm-hmm. We just swapped the G for the V.
Yeah.
It's just cave
of the mind, cage of the mind.
Okay, I don't think that's going to work. We have to scrap that plan.
Okay, well, you have anything in your bucket that can get us out of this?
I was just going to say, they didn't take my bucket, and I'm just rummaging through my bucket, and I come out with a little flathead screwdriver.
Okay.
I'm like, all right.
Okay. What do we do with that?
It's got a pointy end on it.
Great.
This thing is...
Stab him.
Oh, my God, Tally.
it seemed like the next best thing to do.
My God, if we stab them through the cage,
we're still in the cage.
Just gonna keep us here, and then we're murderers. We don't. They just tried to feed. Like that was gross, but they just tried to feed us something. No, I was thinking. Notice how this cage is just held together with like sticks and twine and stuff.
Yeah.
I was just thinking I could use a sharp end of this and just kind of on the end of the on the rope.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, but you need to make a distraction because there's nothing else in here, and that's gonna be really obvious. So you gotta like talk loud.
Okay.
Maybe like sing or something.
In the arms of an angel.
That's not what I was expecting.
Fly away from here.
You're doing great, Tally. Keep going.
Canadian Queen.
We cut
you don't know any more words to that, do you?
Well, no. At this point, the narrator's cut in. And do you see these two children in a cage?
For just $5 pennies a day. A cup of coffee a day.
They're living off of moldy rolls. You can change their life.
You can buy these goblins earmuffs.
Let's see if they're if the goblins are distracted. The goblins are, they take a few steps away. They look over and they're very confused and they take a few steps away and they begin talking to each other, looking over every now and again, but not enough that they're really paying attention to you. So it seems to be working.
So I'm at the bottom corner and I am just like scraping the end, the sharp end of the screwdriver against the rope. To fray it and try to like, you know, just, it's not super sturdy.
No.
Oh my God, Tally, do you think we could just pick this thing up and like walk with it?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours. Damn right. It's better than yours. What? Sorry, what?
You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Do you think we just like pick this up and like walk with
and
it?
And move it.
A little bit? Because it's like, it's not big.
Sure.
This is like a this by this.
Okay, okay. Got it?
Okay, so we're going to be real nonchalant about it.
Okay, so should I keep singing?
No.
Oh, because I had a real good one next, but that's okay. I'll get it next time. I'll get it next time.
Okay, so be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And just like lean up against the bars on one side.
Yeah.
And you're going to grab it.
Got it.
And then you're going to like just like... grab it low, like bend your knees.
Bend your knees?
I got a little Sully there for a second. Sorry, you guys.
I'm bending my knees.
Bend your knees.
Yeah.
Can't get out of it. And then we're going to stand up.
Stand
and
up.
Just, we're going to lift it like this much.
Just that, just a little bit.
A teeny tiny bit. Yeah. And we're going to go to the left.
To the left. To the, that was the song I was going to sing. Sorry.
You can hum it while we do it. Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Are they seriously gonna like horse costume this cage right out of the cave? Is that
well,
what?
3, 2, 1. Do like, is it easy to lift? Can we just like?
Yeah, it's very easy to lift.
Okay, cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. This isn't a roll. I need you to roll to see if the children were still there. These little spams
but I can
are just ruin a cage.
I can do it with my pinky.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it.
You can roll stealth.
Aw, damn it, Carla! Yeah. You ruined everything.
I'm sorry.
I just. Damn.
I got that one good 14 in there, and the rest is just going to be...
Tally did roll a 20.
All right, well, that was a 2.
Oh, wow.
Well, Tally has to roll 2, right? Maybe 22? Tally crushes it.
18.
You're rolling with my dice.
Whoa.
All right, so it's like this. And my side's just dragging a little bit, I guess.
Tally lifts theirs, and you lift yours, and then trip... And the cage scrapes along the floor. Tally continues to walk there on the other side, and the cage begins to crumple upon itself. The two goblins look over at you, and they start to walk over and pick the cage back up and are securing it back down to the ground over top.
Thank you. It fell over.
Anybody else surprised that didn't work? Wow. I mean...
seemed like a perfect play.
I mean, it could have worked if Carla didn't say I had to roll for it. Damn it, Carla.
It was my fault. I made that not work. I'm sorry.
We cut back up to the stables where the two children have run off and
come get me.
Where you've been able to follow them to. You're all, you know, varying degrees of out of breath, depending on your level of athletic prowess. When you arrive,
And they get there and they're like, okay, so this is where we live. Don't tell anybody. Otherwise, we're going to be in a lot of trouble with Aladdin, okay? I'm looking at you.
Take it to the grave.
All.
I take it I've to the grave.
Yeah, don't even worry about it.
Good. Where do you live again?
Thank you. Many people know that one. That's good. Okay. The hole to get in is down in the storage place down here, and they lead you down this little ladder down into this old cold storage area, and they lead you to this little tunnel entrance, and they say it's right here. They go in there. We see the light for a little bit, and then it disappears, and then sometime later they come back.
So if you normally watch when they leave, did you see which direction?
Yes, in.
Just in. Okay.
Yeah. I guess that's the only direction, in. Really.
Okay.
That there
I
is.
Guess we've got a real tunnel
it's like
cave,
a cave.
Kind of conundrum here. Mm-hmm. I guess Aladdin didn't like leave notes about where she was exploring or anything, probably because poor child can't read.
Yeah. She did leave numbers on the floor.
Okay.
Okay.
So you know numbers. Good.
Good job, kids.
Thank you. Thank you. The numbers are upstairs. And they zip back upstairs, and anybody who does follow them, there looks to be a drawing on the ground of what looks like a tunnel system with numbers at each, what are presumably each entrance and exit. So this is...
So we have like... a rough map.
Yeah, like this is all the places that they've been. And then they said they were going to go this other way that Aladdin said leads out of town. Because they'd seen all the other places that they were able to find.
Okay. Okay, that's actually extremely helpful. So we'll just go down and go that way. And then I'm sure we'll find her. I'm sure she's fine.
Oh,
well,
yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure they are fine. Tally's fine.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Everything's okay.
Okay.
Everything's great, kids.
Great.
We have four axes with us, so I think we're going to be
four all axes. Right. Wow, can I see them?
Absolutely not.
I can't even see them?
No, you can't even see them.
From all the way over here, and I take two steps
you
back?
You only see the axes if it's the last thing you ever see. That's when you see the axes.
Oh,
wow.
That's scary. I trust his mustache.
I'm not trying to scare
you.
Just listen, axes aren't toys. They are either tools or a thing that you kill people with. Okay.
Renkip would be a great babysitter.
I feel like I'm doing a great job at babysitting. Yes, you're right.
How many people have you killed?
I mean,
we probably need to go. Because Aladdin is.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah.
Did you get the map?
Yeah, I traced it down. I pulled out some paper and some ink, and we're good to go on that.
Okay.
End, so
good.
Awesome. Okay. You guys stay safe.
Okay. Do you need us to close up the door? Because that's usually what Aladdin gets us to do. Close the door and put the crate on the door.
Maybe.
Okay, but someone's going to be here if we like.
I'm going to say maybe not the crate. Maybe just the door.
Mm. Yeah, maybe leave the crate
just
off.
The
crate
door.
Can stay off, kids. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if a kid can move a crate, we can probably take care of it, yeah?
I guess that's true. That's good.
All right.
I mean, it depends on the angle. I mean, if we're going to get mathematical about it.
Really?
The leverage of it all.
I would say just to be safe, maybe no crates on top of doors that we just went through.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe just keep an eye on
clear
it.
Path.
Okay. Close the door until you come back.
I mean, you can look at other things.
Yes. Yep.
Other things. Other than the door?
Yeah. Just don't
maybe
leave.
Maybe crack a book open, kids. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah.
What's the book?
Never mind. You're doing a great job, kids. Okay, and just hang out here, and we'll come back up with all of the people that we need to come up with, and none of the ones we don't need to, for sure.
Yes.
I tell you what, play with this magical object I've been toying around with. It's a question answer. You take this ball, you shake it as you ask a question, and it'll tell you an answer. If you give it a moment, an answer will appear from it.
Okay.
So you can ask it all the questions in the world, and it'll give you responses. And I'll take it back when I get back because it's still in progress, still work in progress. So
prototype. Of course. Yeah. We will keep it very, very safe. Okay, Deirdre. As you go down, we'll close the door. And as they close the door, you hear, "How many people did he kill?"
Ask
ask again later.
Dungeons & Dragons Season 3, Episode 15, starring Amy Moore as Aladdin, Carla Maxted as Bonwyn Everbane, Tom Laird as Kevlarin Goldweave, Kyle Classett as Bizard the Wizard, with special guest Joe Fisher from Midnight Burger as Rinkip Celador, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Dialogue editing by Carla Maxted and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. Our amazing cover art and character designs are by Matt Garbutt. And a huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Kat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Angeron Kiersen, Perry Mady, Craig Zeiss, Old School Gamer D, L.A. Branton, Nathaniel Teeter, and Aaron. Another thank you, we've already done it because Rin kept showing up before, but Joe has brought them to life in this episode and the next two episodes. What was I saying? Rinkip Celador was a name given to us by Twiglets. If you want to help us build the world with NPCs and shop names and street names and landmarks, you can do so at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where for as little as $5 a month and a 7-day free trial, you get access to a whole bunch of amazing bonus content, including an exclusive Patreon-only show called The Adventures of, and we'll be starting a Cyberpunk Red show starting very soon, GM'd by Kyle. That's patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. We hope to see you over there. That's it for now. See you next week when Joe joins us again and we try and track down Aladdin. Maybe they'll get out of the cage. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
I have a question. I'm already turned around. Fuck tunnels. I'm looking through the hole.
Yeah.
However big it is and or then, opening.
And
or,
then you turned around.
Okay, so they're behind me, and now the only place I have to go is through this little hole to get into the Goblin City. So, like, the plan I had to run away is not... Okay,
oh, it's
that's
gone,
not an option
because you
anymore.
Sat and waited.
Well, quiet. Someone didn't breathe so damn hard.
Carpe diem. Seize right. the hole.
If not now, when? I'm 14. How much longer am I actually going to live? Fun fact, I once spent 2 episodes in that cellar.
Just the cellar alone?
Most of it just in one crate. In the
crate.
Cellar.
Yeah.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.